Unit 11. Cross-cultural viewpoints. Reading 2.
Investigating stereotypes of men and women. Gender stereotyping means assigning people male and female roles. This occurs in all cultures, in both public and private interactions. Researchers have studied the characteristics of males and females. They have examined how men and women behave in various interactions involving only women, only men, and mixed groups of men and women. They have also looked at the way media portrays men and women. They hope to encourage better understanding between sexes. The goal is to help people overcome the barriers of gender stereotypes. One in-depth cross-cultural investigation carried out in the early 1980s examined the patterns of gender stereotypes in 25 different countries. About 5,000 men and women were asked to evaluate a list of adjectives typically used to describe men or women. Individuals designated the adjectives as having either a positive or a negative meaning. Then, based on the responses, the researchers examined all the male adjectives together and all the female adjectives together. Researchers found out that countries evaluated the adjectives differently. In countries such as Italy, Peru, Australia, and the United States, more female adjectives were rated positively than were male adjectives. On the other hand, countries such as Japan, Malaysia, Israel, and Nigeria rated more male adjectives as positive. The researchers used these findings to learn about stereotypes in each separate culture. The study revealed that men were labeled with negative adjectives. Specifically, the majority of countries, 19 of 25, rated most of the male adjectives as negative. In comparison, few of the female adjectives were judged as negative. Masculine adjectives typically describe the ability to use tools, to solve problems, and to do work. Males were described as assertive, controlling, or logical. Feminine adjectives describe the ability to communicate, to show feelings, and to develop relationships. Females were described as passive, supportive, and altruistic. The goal of such research is to help overcome stereotypes. But this is not easy. Parents begin to establish roles for boys and girls even before birth. For example, they will decorate a boy's room in blue and a girl's in pink. They will choose masculine wallpaper, toys, and clothes for boys, and feminine decorations, dolls, and dresses for girls. And within 24 hours of birth, researchers have found that parents begin to describe boys and girls differently. Girls are usually called pretty and friendly. Boys are handsome and smart. As a result, children learn appropriate roles and exhibit behavior suitable to their gender. Stereotypes are continually reinforced in preschool years, and gender differences become obvious by the time children reach the age of 5. Parents, teachers, and peers all play a part in perpetuating stereotypes in children. At home, parents have been observed to reward gender-appropriate play and punish gender-inappropriate play in their children. For example, girls were most often encouraged to play with dolls and toy pots or picnic supplies. Boys tended to be punished for playing with dolls and instead were encouraged to play with toy vehicles and military toys. Stereotypes also seem to play a part in how children are punished, both at home and in schools. Boys are more often hit for punishment, while girls receive loud verbal punishment. The negative result of gender stereotyping has been the focus of much educational research. Many researchers have claimed stereotyping has led to fewer girls studying degrees related to math and science in university. Stereotypes have also been suggested as a contributing factor to boys being labeled as bad students in school more often than girls, thus leading to more boys than girls dropping out of high school. In both instances, stereotypes have been linked to critical choices boys and girls make in school directly affecting their futures. Changing gender stereotypes might help students lead better lives.